Joining us now are Randy Archibald, national correspondent with our partner, the New York Times. He joins us from Los Angeles. And Valeria Fernandez is an independent journalist with the Feet in Two Worlds program, a project from the New School that brings the work of immigrant journalists to public radio. She's been covering the immigrant community in Arizona. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, John.
So, Randy and Valeria are going to take us inside a huge raid that took place yesterday. Federal officials and law enforcement officials raiding immigrant undocumented aliens across the state of Arizona at a time that the state is actually really taking a hard line on this issue. Randy Archibald, tell us what you observed yesterday.
Well, John, yesterday the Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency led a sweep of arrests on both sides of the border to take down human smuggling rings that operate in Phoenix, Tucson, Nogales, and other cities. Basically, they use transportation shuttle vans, much like an airport shuttle van, to help bring people from different places as they come across the border. The perception may be that people just kind of run across the border, but it's actually a fairly sophisticated network that arranges for the transportation of people as they make their way throughout the United States. I was in Phoenix at one of the places where they raided, and they basically went in and took out business records and other documents to help build their case. I think they made one arrest there of an individual who is part of one of these companies.
And Randy Archibald, these raids are under federal law, and as you said, is an attempt to uncover and possibly break up networks of human smugglers that bring people across the border from Mexico. I want to talk about that a little bit more in just a moment. But Valeria Fernandez, what's been the reaction to these federal raids, and is there any connection with this law, which at least promises to maybe turn up the heat on undocumented immigrants in Arizona, allowing them to be pulled off the streets merely on suspicion that they don't have their papers?
Well, the immigrant community in Arizona, the Latino community in Arizona, is in shock. And in their mind, they do see a connection between this law that the state is trying to pass and the enforcement action conducted by the federal government. I mean, the federal government will tell you that there's not connection between the two, but the enforcement came, at the heels of this heated debate in the state. So, of course, people that are immigrants, not only those that are undocumented, but their family members, are going to be extremely scared by, seeing the presence of ICE, by seeing local law enforcement working with them. It was extremely confusing for a lot of people.
Valeria, describe to me how that fear and confusion and a sense of vulnerability translates into changing behaviors. What are individuals going to be doing now if they feel this vulnerable and this afraid?
Well, it spreads through text messages. It spreads through word of mouth. People make the choices sometimes not to take their children to school. They make the choices to stay home, not go to the grocery store. They just hide. They hide because they don't know what's going on. There was a perception that immigration was conducting checkpoints to stop people, which wasn't quite the case. But when you see them coming into the neighborhoods, perhaps to arrest someone with a search warrant, that confusion is spread, and people believe that they're coming and they're out to get everybody. So it becomes something that's very scary, and it becomes something that creates a lot of rumors that are not necessarily true.
Right.
But it does create a chilling effect. Some people will not go out of their homes.
Well, Valeria Fernandez, independent journalist, describing that really the arrests are just the tip of the iceberg. The consequences and the chain of reaction of people who change their behavior because of fear is rippling throughout the state. Randy Archibald, you mentioned that you actually witnessed some of the raids. What is the federal law that they're raiding under, and how does it differ from Arizona's attempt to change its own state law to make it much, much easier to round people up?
Well, there's really an array of federal laws. I mean, these were conspiracy charges, conspiracy to harbor and transport an illegal alien, as the government term is. So the federal authorities have pretty broad authority when it comes to immigration law. I mean, that's kind of what they're charged with.
Sure.
The debate in Arizona is whether or not the state can assert some of that authority as well. And that's, you know, will be a test that will be seen once the bill is finalized in the state legislature. And I think everyone is assuming that the governor is going to sign it. If she does and it becomes law, it is certain to be almost immediately challenged in court. The ACLU and other groups and attorneys are already strategizing on how they're going to block the law from ever taking effect.
Well, so even though there is a legal distinction, as you describe, Randy Archibald, Valeria Fernandez suggests that there is a connection in the sense that if this law does get passed, you're going to see state law enforcement acting more like the feds. Is that a fair way of characterizing it, Randy Archibald?
I think there are some state and local police agencies in Arizona that would definitely like to play a larger role. I think it's going to be kind of patchy and spotty. I think the Phoenix Police Department has gone on record saying that they don't want, you know, a bigger role in immigration cases. The Maricopa County Sheriff's Department, which includes Phoenix and the surrounding area,
sure,
has been very aggressive about this. There's already a state anti-human smuggling law, and they've used that in some cases to make arrests.
Well, certainly the legal framework changing and likely to make immigrants feel more vulnerable in the state of Arizona. Randy Archibald, national correspondent with our partner, the New York Times. We also spoke with Valeria Fernandez, an independent journalist with the Feet in Two Worlds program. She spoke from Phoenix.